estaba ahí.
De anoche.
Es que... And I remember and our support staff, we need to start with our meeting, of which we are really compelled to keep it very short. We are just in a steam room, unfortunately, today. They are saying they're still organizing more fans. I hope they will come as we proceed. But then, honorable members, remember that program this time around, we know that we always have our standing program where we look at the issues of where we look at the performance of the department. We are in the cycle of the budget. Unfortunately, again, now we know the year that you are in, honorable members. We're in the year of elections. Even the tabling of the department, it will be done later, where we can't engage as we usually do. Even the whole issue of a budget, we have been advised that it will be taken up by the sixth parliament when they come back. So we are not even going to be engaging with a department when it comes to their budget, the plans and so forth, as it has been planned. We had a meeting, the chairperson's meeting last week. We were briefed of the program. And when I really recalled when we started this administration, I laughed because the picture that came to my mind was of Honorable Basson, when on the first week that we came after the elections, we had to sit down for the budget, and I remember very well when I told Honorable Basson that, Basson, we are going to Parliament, we are going to be debating. He said, what am I going to say? So that's what is going to happen when we come back on the sixth Parliament. They are going to be taking that process further as we move forward. So it's one thing that we can't even get into. So it will be rush when they are coming back in May to see what is it that they do with the budget of the department. But the main thing that is waiting for us now, because it's not that we are closing, we are going to be discussing that. We need to adopt all these minutes. And next week, remember, honorable members, as we discussed last week, when we are going to be visiting the Western Cape Department of Education to their centers on intellectual disability centers, and we're going to be having a meeting with them and a tour, because we really got that invitation from the Western Cape Department of Education. They do want to engage with us when it came to that. I know by now there are no tours or trips or any oversight that are allowed in Parliament, because there is an argument as to say you can't go out, whereas we are not going to process anything. But with this one, really, we're supposed to go there even last year, and I even went to the House chair to say when it comes to this intellectual disability, the learners will live with that. There's one area where even the government, the department, is putting a lot of money. We need to go and engage and know what is it that is happening, because when you look, there's so much that we are going to be learning and leave whatever report, whether we adopted it or not, for the coming committee to continue with that. So we were allowed, that will take place next week, Wednesday, unfortunately not Tuesday, on the 6th, where we'll meet here in the morning so that we can go and visit those centers. Surely there's so much that we are going to be learning from that. So we've got three sets of minutes in front of us that we just need to adopt, honorable members, and the reports that are in front of us of the most of them, the functions, the trips, the oversights that we have taken, and the quarterly report. Then we look at the legacy report, the one that we did look at it, we finalized it last year, if you remember, but there were corrections here and there where we just advise our support staff, technical team, to go and correct. So they have just brought it back to the way that we have corrected last year. We just need to adopt that. As I'm saying, we are having it today and next week, but remember, we are rising on the 20th. Unless really, as we discuss here, there is a very burning issue where we say we need our engagements, you know. Let us discuss that and see how we plan our other weeks. But as of now, really, how far we are going to be going with the portfolio committee. But as I'm saying, we can't be closing just like that. If ever there are really some issues where, as a committee, we feel that if we end up not doing them, we are not going to be doing justice to this committee, to the work of the committee, then let us open up and have those discussions. Maybe let's take that discussion first before we even embark on the adoption of the minutes. I know, and I remember we need to write it out, but let me open up for that if ever there's anything that we want us to look at. Okay, in the absence of any, can we go to the set of minutes dated December 4, 2018? December 4, 2018. We'll just do everything at a go. We correct. If ever there are issues rising, let us take them as we go page by page, then adopt. Page one of those, of that set of minutes. Page two. Page three. Page four. Anyway, there was nothing much on that one because we are adopting a lot set of minutes. There were no discussions, there was nothing. Any mover for the adoption of this set of minutes? Honorable Basson is moving. Honorable Meso is seconding. Thank you. 12th of February 2019. This was our first meeting of the year. Page one. Page two. Page three. Page four, page five, six, seven. Page 10. Any mover for the adoption of that set of minutes? Honorable King is moving. Any seconder? Honorable Machese is seconding. Honorable members, I know we got in here without anything to eat, but I'm told there is something out. You can just go out and grab something and come back. Please. It's 19th of February. Let us look at that. It's only two pages. Page one. We are still going to get into the report itself. Do you see that one? for me, let's just adopt that and then we get into the report, the third quarterly report. It's just the minutes of that, but you know, when we do the quarterly report, you have to have a report, not just the minutes and everything. So here is just a briefing that we had that and so forth. Page 2, taking them on page 2. Page 3. Too much. Can we add any mover for the adoption of this? Honorable Meso, seconded by Honorable Kosa. Thank you. Maybe again, let us just go to the third quarterly report itself. It's in the report that are there, that are in front of you. Page 1 of the report. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 11. On page 10, I will fully rely on you, Mr. Brown, and your team when it comes to numbers. That is what we always say, really. Yes, you did give us, we did check, but as I'm saying, you know that how much we rely on you when it comes to that. Now, page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 18. Let's take 18 and 19 together. Page 23. page 24. That is the report of our third quarter report. Any mover for that report is the true reflection of what we discussed and heard. Honorable Costa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I move that?
Thank you very much. Any second for that, for the mover. Anyone who is seconding that you adopt that report? Honorable Meso?
Yes, thank you, Honorable Chair. I do second that the report.
Thank you. The National Senate Certificate Exam Results Report. The short one, can you go to that? I'm really dying, honorable member. I'm telling you, because it's like I'm not breathing well now. National Senior Certificate Report, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. In the last page, page 7. Any mover for the adoption of this report? Honorable Basson? Thank you very much. And a seconder for that adoption. Honorable Costa, thank you. What is it now? It's the report on the committee, Portfolio Committee on Basic Education, on attending the 19th National Teaching Awards. I know there were only 3 members there, but when we adopt, because we look at everything, we are all going to be to participate. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And now looking at the 2 members. Any move for the adoption of this report? Honorable Costa.
Can I move that we adopt this report and it was a wonderful day?
Thank you so much, Honorable Bachesi. We now go to the legacy report of the 5th Parliament, that we have. We have got the report itself and the annexure that we are having there. So, with the annexure, as we discussed last year, are those areas that we have visited, what we have found, and how far the department has moved on. It will assist the next committee when they take these two documents. At least they will see where the shortcomings were, where the challenges were in the department moving forward. I'm not sure, the honourable members, whether, but it's fine, let's go page by page. Let's just go page by page as we did at first, and see whatever inputs we have done last time, the way incorporated, the way we have requested them to be done. So let's start by the report itself before we go to the annexure that is there. Page 1 of the report. But I believe, when did you send it to Mr. John last week? I believe, Honorable Mian, I believe we did have time even to convey. For me, I'm not sure really it will be a fruitful exercise to go page by page. What I would suggest, as we have gone through it, we have commented on it. Are there still any gaps that we are saying, there are things that we feel we need to add? Because I really, as I'm saying, after the technical staff has submitted it, I thought that was the thing, we'll sit down and we'll compare it to what you have said. For me, when I looked at it, I saw that the things that we wanted them to be affected are there, but that is why I say, let me just open up, let us talk to the report anyway and see if ever we are satisfied by what we wanted to be included in the report. Honourable King?
Just on page 11, 5.6, it's the third paragraph from the bottom. It says the fourth parliament should consider, should it not be the sixth parliament?
Sixth parliament,
yeah. Only thing that's actually in there.
Yeah, it's the sixth parliament, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Honourable Boshoff?
Thank you very much. If I may ask, page 16, legislation, it says that this committee and the fifth parliament were not able to finalize any bills before it. Where do we stand with regards to the Vita bill, and how is the sixth parliament's portfolio going to take it forward? So that we just know if we should not come back or if we are not assigned to this portfolio. Who's going to address the issues surrounding this and then the challenges that the department faced with regard to the objections? Thank you.
With the Bella Bill, I think it's correct if you said no legislation was ever said to us, so there's nothing that we didn't have any legislation at this committee on the first parliament. Because, yes, it is there, but it has not been finalized, it did not reach a stage where it is submitted to the parliament. Remember, even the session that we had with the DBE was because on the media and so forth, they have issued it for the comment from the media. Then we said as a committee, for us not to hear something on the media without them briefing us even on what is there on the media, can they give us that? Can we give them that opportunity to come and explain and to say, what is this bill all about and what is it? But as for the formal proceedings, as them, the department, forwarding it to Parliament for the Parliament to start and process it, we haven't reached that stage yet. So there was no bill that has ever been submitted before this committee. Honourable Boshoff?
Okay, in other words, I hear exactly what you say, Chair. It's just bad that the members of this portfolio were not able to pass any form of bill. And going into the sixth parliament, will this bill then have to start right from the beginning to be addressed because everything lapses?
No.
if it hasn't been attended to and finalized. So the process will have to start right at the beginning.
Honourable Bishop, with the Parliament, the process has not yet started. Anyway, with us, with the Parliament, the sixth Parliament, whenever this Bella Bill is being introduced by the Minister, the Department, that will be when Parliament will be starting. So for now, with us, nothing is lapsing. We have got no bill before us. We are one of those committees without any bill with before us. It's still the process, they're still negotiating, it hasn't been submitted. So the sixth Parliament, when the cabinet has approved and everything, that will be when the bill will be submitted to the Speaker of the Parliament, then it will come to the portfolio committee. In that, then that is where the process will be starting moving forward. Yes, Honourable Machel.
Thank you, Chair. Just for interest, what we've had with that bill was that we had public participation. Does it mean that it's going to go back to the public for them to raise their views?
Not at all. The department does not have the department does not have the terms like us. It's one department. That is their process in the Department of Basic. With us as Parliament, we haven't started any public participation. Then once it gets to us in Parliament, then we'll be kick-starting with, you know, with the hearings, with the public participation, whether those will decide to ride on the public participation done by the department, but that is when the parliamentary processes will be starting. If ever the committee that is coming will have to go out to do the public hearings, then they will be starting to do that. So, as I'm saying, nothing is lapsing on the side of the parliament. Each department is continuing with their own processes when it comes to the issues of the Bella Bill. Yeah. And let us just hope as soon as this parliament starts, that bill will come and the processes will start. Let's be hopeful that 2019 will see the starting and the finishing of the Bella Bill, because once it is in Parliament, at least there are time frames for it not to lapse and so forth. So let's hope and believe 2019 will be there will be starting with that process and it will be finished. Sorry. Any other comment on this report? In the absence of any comments, can you then move for the adoption of this report that is in front of us? Honourable King? Honourable King?
I'll move for the adoption, Chair.
Honourable Costa? Yes, I'll come in.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, with the annexure that is there?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Members? Let's go out to the rain so that we can be cool and get ready for the oversight tour that we'll be having next week on Wednesday. What time is the program you are going to be communicating with us?
We will leave at 9:30 from Porte.
We are leaving at 9:30 from
Porte
in front of here, the Parliament. Then we'll drive there and by 1 o'clock we'll be back so that one or two, so that we join the house at 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, thank you very much, Honourable Members. See you next time. Thank you. You won't be there?
Wednesday they meet.
Yeah. Will your committee still be sitting?
Yes.
Okay. What committee is that?
I was not disappointed.
Thank you, sir.
We did not even go to Poland. We did not go, even go to America.
Oh, my.
We'll enjoy going to the Western Cape.
We'll enjoy the Western Cape or Europe.
I shall go to Rome if not you, but from
no. Never use it again.
Yes. We should use such a rain so that we are any.
Thanks, guys.
Okay,
thanks,
thank
guys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You want to do an alpha?
Yeah, thank you.